U.S. and Iranian officials continue to fire verbal warning shots at each other. U.S. President Donald Trump said in an interview with Fox Business News Wednesday he does not want war with Iran, but we are in a very strong position if something should happen. He warned a conflict with the Islamic Republic wouldn't last very long and said he was not talking boots on the ground. In response, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Wednesday called the U.S. the world's most vicious regime and a source of wars, conflict, and plunder. Trump has called newly imposed sanctions a strong and proportionate U.S. response to the downing of an unmanned U.S. military aircraft last week. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says that two U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush in the eastern part of the country. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, that brings to 9 the number of fatalities the U.S. military has suffered since the beginning of the year.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to provide open testimony before congressional committees next month. Speaking at the White House just before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, Trump repeated his assertion that Mueller's inquiry was a witch hunt.
My only response to Mueller is, does it ever stop? After all of these years and times and people, does it ever stop?
The chairman of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee, Representatives Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, announced in a letter late Tuesday that Mueller would appear July 17th. They said that they and all Americans looked forward to hearing from him. Mueller led a nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and allegations that President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to shut down the probe. The 2020 election circus has rolled into Miami as 20 Democrats prepare to face off, that is, for two nights of debates, marking the official start of their attempt to deny President Donald Trump a second term. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than 20 people want the same job.
I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Are you ready for a political revolution?
10 Democrats will take the stage for a debate tonight, 10 more tomorrow night. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says Elizabeth Warren has the advantage tonight. She is the only one of the 10 considered a major candidate.
She has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Bannon says these debates could provide quick make or break moments.
None of the 20 of them are going to have much time to do or say much of anything. They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short and sweet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Wednesday has rejected a bill that was approved by the House of Representatives a day earlier that would have provided $4.5 billion to address a surge in migration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The House passed the measure late Tuesday night. It included new standards for the care of migrants taken into custody. President Donald Trump has vowed to veto the House legislation. The Senate is now working on its own version. Pope Francis has expressed sadness over the image of a drowned migrant father and child at the U.S.-Mexico border. The pontiff said that he was praying for the souls of the father and daughter killed near Matamoros, Mexico, where the Rio Grande empties into the Gulf of Mexico. The pontiff has been a wide critic of the Trump administration's policy on immigration. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
News. It's VOA.
with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.